I turned the corner down an unfamiliar street, my mind so oblivious to where I was going, I might just as well have been a dog with its head out the window, lost in the delicious rush of mysterious and fragrant air, just happy to be out and about with no thought of what might be ahead. Most of the leaves had fallen from the trees, swept down by the wind and an early snowfall, and the sidewalks and street were littered with the russet and copper remnants of a spectacular autumn. But at the end of the block, a scarlet tree still blazed, a burning bush bright and vibrant against the faded landscape. Even the sun could not ignore it, and sunlight danced in the tree, painting the leaves with subtle shades and shadows. It was impossible to look away, and I didn't try. I gazed at it as I drove by, and even looked back at it in my rearview mirror. Thursday, my family will sit down to our Thanksgiving meal, and for the first time one of our small group will be absent. My son is away, working in Japan, and we will miss him even as we celebrate his success. We are so fortunate to have made it this far without an empty seat at the table. Even in difficult times, and I have never pretended that there weren't some truly difficult days, we gathered, held hands, and spoke aloud the things for which we were most grateful. Each year I compose a mental list, but when it is my turn to speak, the words fly out of my head. I tear up and can say only that I'm grateful for the love of those around me. But what I can never seem to get out is that I'm filled with gratitude for the gift of a million small moments. There were quiet Sundays spent reading, curled in the big chair by the fire, my husband stretched out on the sofa. There were Saturday morning feasts that lured home grown children who filled the house with the sound of laughter and the smell of bacon and coffee. There were quiet walks through the park with my dogs and the look on my daughter's face as we stood in Notre Dame Cathedral on a rainy January day in Paris. There were shooting stars glimpsed from my back door and my youngest daughter's shining face as she sat in the saddle flying on horseback. There was the chance encounter with a beautiful, brilliant tree in a landscape that had already surrendered to winter. On Thanksgiving Day, I will blink back tears and fumble the opportunity to say what I feel. But in my heart, I will celebrate the quiet gift of time and the chance to have lived one more extraordinary year of ordinary days.
Thank you.